suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And of all those words, I want us to focus on probably one of the smallest one in that whole passage. It's the word in. We rejoice in our suffering. You notice it doesn't say we rejoice because of our suffering, or we rejoice for our suffering, or we rejoice in the midst of. It says we rejoice in our suffering. Why can a believer, a child of God, rejoice in suffering? Well, the Bible speaks to that. We rejoice in our suffering because we know something. We have a particular perspective that other people do not have. We have an understanding that people who don't know the Word of God, who aren't believers in this one we call Jesus, it does not compute in their life. The joy set before Jesus allowed him to endure the cross. We rejoice in our suffering because we know there's a purpose behind the pain, and God's purpose is greater than any pain we currently are going through. So, we know that suffering produces three things. It's sort of like a stair step kind of thing, or at least that's how Paul presents it in Romans chapter 5. So the first thing we're going to look at is suffering produces perseverance. What is perseverance? Perseverance is the ability to stand up under pressure. We could use other words for perseverance in our English language. Endurance, patience, determination, diligence, stability, all those things fall in that idea of perseverance. God uses suffering to teach us how to handle pressure. If we didn't ever have any problems, we'd never know that God could solve them. And if we can think in terms of what the opposite of perseverance is. So we want to go in the other direction of panic. The opposite of perseverance is panic. You just freak out. You give up. You cave in. So we can either panic or we can persevere when we're under pressure. We're so blessed to have these little geological rocks in this world today. And they're only here because they withstood under pressure. Do you know what geological rock that might be? The diamond is an amazing example of how it has withstood under pressure. How about 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9? We don't want to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardship we suffered in the province of Asia. So this is Paul speaking. He's giving his personal testimony of pain to this early church in Corinth. He says, we are under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Paul says, I'm so discouraged, I'm so depressed, I'm so down, I didn't even think we were going to make it. I thought we were going to end. Cease to exist in this life. He goes on to say, indeed our hearts, we felt the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. It's a powerful picture. It's a verse of encouragement to understand that Paul, you know, if you got to rank Christians, he's going to be in the top five. You know, next to Jesus, we've got Paul writing 2/3 of the New Testament. He walked through some great hardships, and in the midst of that, he learned about God. He learned that in his own ability, he could not handle the stress of life. He also learned that in God's power, He could handle anything. Anybody happen to know my favorite verse in all the Bible? Absolutely. It's Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It was a theme that was back in our youth planning days, back when I was in high school, and we made that the state youth theme for the year 1984. Some of you know about 1984. Others of you don't have a clue about 1984. But it was a great verse that just always reminded me that God is, in fact, where we find our strength. How did Paul learn that he could do all things through Christ? Through the things Paul suffered. Paul learned that suffering produces perseverance. So what does perseverance produce? He goes on to say, perseverance produces character. The word character is used to refer to something that's tested and proven reliable. You remember that commercial here in America just a few years ago? It was a gorilla jumping on the suitcase, and he was throwing it all around the cell or the cage that he was in. The point of that commercial was that the suitcase had to be proven, had to be tried, that it could withstand the rigors of life. And maybe sometimes we feel like the suitcase. Life is pounding on us and throwing us all around. That your suffering is, in fact, testing you. But it's also proving that you're reliable or that you have character. Another way it's talked about in the New Testament is this idea of metal, and that the way you would see character in gold or silver is that it would have to be purified through fire first. It's heated up, and when you heat up silver or gold, the impurities rise to the top, and they can skim those off. What's that good King James word for the stuff you skim off the top? Anybody remember? Dross. What a great word. Dross. If you don't remember anything else today, remember dross. No, I'm kidding. But it's a great word. You get rid of that stuff. And then a silversmith one day was asked, well, how do you know when the silver's pure? And he responded back and he says, when I see my reflection in the silver. That's the only way. And how much more so does that remind us of where we are to be? It's a great picture of our Christian life. We know that a Christian is pure in character when we can see Christ's reflection in our lives. Perseverance produces character. The character of Jesus in you. That's why the Bible says we can rejoice in, not for, but in suffering. God is using it to make us like Christ. Let's go to James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. James 1, 2 through 4. Listen how he puts it. Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds. How in the world can that be possible? Look at the rest of the verse. Because you know the testing of your faith develops perseverance. It's that same message we got out of Romans. He finishes. James says, perseverance must finish its work so that you may be made mature and complete, not lacking in anything. James 1, verses 2 through 4. Perseverance produces maturity. Perseverance produces character in you to become more like Christ. So, here's the picture. Suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character. And then, what does it finish with? Character produces hope. Trials are actually meant to increase our hope, not to decrease it. So, this idea of hope. Biblical hope doesn't mean wishful thinking, like I hope. No, it it means confidence, Real hope means confidence. God is using suffering to teach us how to be confident, to teach us how to handle pressure and develop Christ-like character so that we can confidently handle anything that life throws at us. When we have Christ-like character, we will be confident. We'll be filled with hope. We'll be able to say, like Paul says, I can do how many things? All things through Christ who gives me strength. Why? Not because of me, but because of what Jesus has done. He's helped us in the past. Greg Bowser mentioned that in his prayer today. He's helped us in the past. And he'll help us again. So, even though we've got the steps, can we understand, though, they're not automatic? Perseverance, character, and hope are not automatic. You know people who have gone through suffering and come out with no perseverance, no character, and no hope. They come out bitter and resentful and mean-spirited. They have no spiritual maturity. They stayed spiritually immature. So what is the secret to spiritual success? It comes back to this idea that Jesus shared with us. It's about His attitude in the midst of it. It's about our attitude towards suffering. And who charts the course for your attitude? You do. No one else. There are things that will happen to us all the time, but how we respond to that is within us. You go to a sailboat race, and I've been to so many sailboat races. None, actually. But I've seen it on TV. I can't tell you about a shepherd either. I've never been one of those guys. But, you know, what's the difference between the guy that's winning or the girl that's winning and the one that's way back there somewhere? There's a couple things that it's the same wind. It's the same body of water. But it's either the direction where they put their rudder or the direction of where they're putting their sails. That's what's going to control who's going to be out in front and who's not. It's the same wind. Some people allow tragedy, difficulty, problems, pressures, and pain to blow them farther away from God, while others allow problems, pain, and pressures to blow them closer to God. The mindset determines which direction they're headed. It's the same wind. It's the same trouble. It's the same suffering. We all experience the same things in life, but whether you are bitter or better is determined by the set of your sail. Matthew 5:45 tells us the rain falls on the just and the unjust. We all have the same issues. It's our choices that in fact make the difference. So, what are we going to do? We can throw a pity party and wallow in misery, and we can say, oh, I deserve better than this. We can say, why is this happening to me? God, you don't love me anymore. You can just get mad at God and turn your back on Him. And why is it that when we get mad, we turn back on the one who actually can help us the most? It's sort of counterproductive in our way of thinking. But we'll just turn from God or stay away from Him. But then we have to realize that it is only when we turn to God that we find comfort. We stop saying, God, why are you doing this to me? And we find the words that Jesus said in the garden. He says, Father, not my will, but what? Yours be done. Into your hands I commend my spirit. My life is in your hands. So we make that choice. We make a choice to rejoice knowing that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character. Character produces hope. We all need to become a people of hope. We need to face this week ahead of us with great hope, with great confidence. The kind of confidence God wants us to have. Not confidence in ourselves, but confidence in the power of God, the presence of God, the peace of God, the pardon of God in our lives. So as we prepare to sit at the Lord's table today, we sit here realizing that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope will not disappoint, even as we are facing difficult times. And right now, you may not have many difficult times that you're facing right now. But let me assure you, as you already know, this life is filled with other opportunities out there that will be a part of it. God is saying to us, I want you to trust me. And so, let's go to Him in prayer, even as we prepare to sit at His table. Lord, would you please give me, would you give us the ability to persevere under pressure? Almighty God, we realize that nothing comes into our lives by accident, that even the difficult things in life, you can bring good out of them if we give them to you. Father, we want to learn to rejoice in our problems, not for them, but in the problems. We want to learn to trust you in our suffering, not for the suffering, but in it. And dear Jesus, we want to make you not only the Lord of our life, but Lord, we pray that you would make us a confident Christian. We ask you to produce these three things in our lives, to build endurance or perseverance in our lives, to build Christ-like character in our lives, and to build confident hope in our lives. Help us to trust you more each day, even when we don't feel like it. Help us to go to you, not to run from you when we face pain. And use us, O Lord, to help others when they suffer with the comfort that you've given to us. And we pray these things continually in your name, Jesus. Amen.